You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The devotion for this fourth Sunday in Advent, December 20th, is based upon the passage from John chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he's not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light because their work was evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Here ends our reading. Well, dear friends, as we come to the final Sunday before the celebration of our Lord's birth, we come to one of the most familiar and well-loved passages in all of Scripture. John 3:16 is a summary of God's saving plan in Jesus. Centered in God's love for the world and for all who ever lived, God was willing to send his only Son to live among us, to die on a cross to pay the price for our sin, and to thereby open the way through our faith in what he has done for us to become right with God and find ourselves eternally in the kingdom. Martin Luther called it the gospel in miniature. He said it was as concise a statement of what the Bible is all about as you will ever find. If you understand what this verse is saying, he said, if you dig into what it means and why it matters for your life, you will not only understand what's behind the entire biblical story, but you'll also have a good and a solid foundation upon which to build your life. Now, there are a lot of ways to talk about the gospel. We call it the good news. We refer to it as the life of Christ, what Jesus accomplished for us while he was here. Do you remember what the Bible says about the gospel? The Bible says the gospel is the righteousness of God. It says the good news is that the righteousness that belongs to God is given to us in Jesus Christ. Paul says it well. From Romans chapter 1, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for in it the righteousness of God is given to those who have faith. The apostle writes, for God made him who had no sin to become sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Bible says the gospel is the righteousness of God. And so what does it mean for us to be righteous? If the gospel is the righteousness of God, what does that mean for us? Well, the word righteous means to be morally justifiable, to be right and without fault. In the Bible, whenever that word is used, it means to be holy, to be found without sin, to be perfect in action, word, and thought. The good news is that in Jesus, you and I become righteous. We become holy without sin. We attain perfection in the sight of God because of Christ. The gospel is that the righteousness that belongs only to God is given to us through our faith in Jesus. In seminary, they talked about it as the doctrine of imputation. Now, to impute means to attribute or to ascribe to someone else something that was not originally theirs. That's exactly what happens for us in Jesus. In the cross, we become what Christ is. And on the cross, he became what we are. His righteousness is attributed to us, ascribed to us, given to us, and our sin is attributed, ascribed, given to him. That's what this summary verse tells us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Jesus became our sacrifice. Jesus paid our penalty. He took upon himself our sin. The gospel is that in him, in Jesus, we are forgiven. In him, in Christ, we are made to be right and righteous in the sight of God. Paul says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day." Peter says that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to a righteousness that is found only in him. Yes, it is quite the teaching, this thing called the gospel. It's quite the truth, this good news that belongs to us in Christ. We become what Christ is, and he became what we are, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. It is the gospel in miniature, for God so loved the world. It is a summary of what the entire biblical story is all about, that he gave his only son. And so, why did God give his son? What was it that caused the Father out of love to send Jesus to the cross? It was our sin. It was the fallen nature of our lives. The Bible talks about our transgressions, our trespasses, our iniquities, our rebellion. Most literally, to sin means to miss the mark. Now, to miss the mark, that's the term taken from archery. When an archer is aiming at a target, the goal is to hit it straight on, in the middle, in the center, in the exact place where you aim. When we sin, the Bible says, we miss the mark. We do not end up hitting the target as we are intending to hit. As we draw closer to Christmas, the celebration of our Lord's birth, we need to be asking ourselves that question. You know your life. You know how far and how often you have missed the mark. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It says there's none that are righteous, not one. In fact, all religion, apart from Christianity, in one column is the word do. All of our human effort in what we are in ourselves able to accomplish is what it's all about. The Christian faith, in contrast, the gospel says it has all been done. Everyone is trying to do it for themselves. They're trying to work their way up to God. You know how that works, better than my neighbor, grading on a curve, the family plan, my grandma was a Christian, you know all of that. We think we can do it, but we can't. It is not possible. The gospel comes to us in our sin and tells us that God has come to us. And he's come to us in his son. He comes to us and he is with us in Jesus. And not only has he come to us and is he with us, but he has done everything needed to pay the price. The Bible says Jesus paid it all for us upon the tree. It says he forgave all of our trespasses, nailing them to the cross. My friends, we are only a few short days away from Christmas. Let us not forget why Jesus had to be born, and how eternally grateful we must be. Amen. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Lord God, we thank you this day for sending your son to our world, to be born among us, to die on the cross, and to make us right with you. Help us to trust our lives to the gospel work you have accomplished for us in Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. For your Advent action, one challenge on this Sunday before we celebrate our Lord's birth, read the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel. And while you're reading, give thanks to God for the saving plan he worked out for you and for us in Jesus. God's blessings to all of you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.